thanks for answers to prayer, each and every one prayer point that you have raised up, both for yourself and for the kingdom. They are receiving instant answer. Wave those hands in appreciation to God. Give him thanks. Give him praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
In this covenant of prayer this morning, it's testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to these documented testimonies. We shall be similarly blessed as we engage. Number one, my supernatural turnaround reward. You can appreciate Jesus better for that. Hallelujah. Indeed, serving God pays the most. I have come to give God thanks for enthroning me for my engagement in this prophetic season. Since 2016, I've been believing God for a miracle job. When Operation 615 commenced, the bishop said those believing God for a miracle job should engage with all fervency. I went for morning and evening prayers, and I was on the harvest field as well, bringing souls to the kingdom. I changed my gear in praying kingdom advancement prayers every day. In one of the services, the bishop said that everything called sickness in our body would be flushed out. Then I told God, if joblessness was a disease, then I want to be healed and made whole. Exactly 1 week of my engagement, I got a call to come for an interview. I was the only person selected to resume work. Hallelujah. Amen. As if that was not enough, 2 weeks of working there, I was promoted to manage the affairs of the other staff that joined the company before me. I've come to return all praise and glory to my ever faithful God. At last, I have been enthroned. Praise God. Testifies Ogara Kuamaka. Please, hands together, let's appreciate Jesus for that testimony. Number two, kingdom advancement endeavors pay. I was severely stagnated and was given a notice to quit my apartment. Also, although my business line is highly lucrative, I had nothing to show and couldn't meet up with my basic responsibilities. I engaged in the waves of kingdom advancement endeavors, praying kingdom advancement prayers and giving transportation seed. I also rededicated my life to Christ. I continued with my kingdom advancement endeavors, particularly praying kingdom advancement prayers at any given opportunity. I prayed for the establishment of our new converts and our new members. Then, suddenly, the Lord blessed me with a fantastic apartment, a fantastic car, a new office, and a miracle marriage. That's for Jesus, it can be better. Amen. All this took place between 8 weeks. The God of the liberation mandate has confirmed the word of his servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, in my life. I give all the glory to the speaking and doing God, who is forever faithful. To him alone be all the glory. Testify Felix EA. Please rise on your feet, lift up your hands to God with loud voices, magnify the speaking and doing rewarding God.
Shall we lift up our voice to God this morning? Lift up your hands, magnify him, thank him, praise him, bless him for these wonderful testimonies he's the doer. Let's return to him all the praise, all the adoration. Thank him and thank him. Thank him also this morning for answered prayers, for answering your own prayers in particular. Give him praise. God is worthy of our praise. Thank him for answered prayers corporately this morning. Give him glory and praise. This morning, ask the Lord to speak to you by his word. Is someone praying? Don't mutter words. Speak to the Lord this morning. Ask him to speak to you by his word. That he will send you his word that he has for you for this moment, that none of us shall return the same way. Magnify him. Thank him for answered prayers right now. Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, this morning, we have gathered unto you. We thank you for the gift of this day. accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for answered prayers, corporately, personally. We give you all the praise. Thank you for these amazing testimonies. We decree that this testimony shall be permanent. There shall be no reversal. This testimony shall be multiplied. And Lord, right now, speak to us by your word. Give us hearing ears. Grant us understanding hearts. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say louder and believing, amen. Amen. You may please be seated. Put your hands together for the Lord. Again, welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turn around. Say loud, amen. Amen. All through this week in our covenant hour of prayer, our subject of consideration has been, it's no big deal for God to double the attendance of this church this week. Say loud, amen. Amen. Self-time is no big deal for God to double the attendance of this church this week. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Let's read from Luke chapter 5 as our text this morning and verse 26. Luke chapter 5 and verse 26. Everyone, let's read together. One, two, go. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." Praise God. This coming Sunday, you will see strange things. That amen can be stronger. I said, this coming Sunday, you will see strange things. Here at the Faith Tabernacle in Canaan land, you will see strange things. And by being a part of the strange things that you will see, God will also do strange things in your life. Say, I receive it. So shall it be for us in Jesus' name. Very, very importantly, why do we say that we see strange things? God can deliver any given task within 1 hour. Within what period? Certainly 1 hour. God can deliver any given task, any at all, within 1 hour. And that's one of the reasons why we can boldly say that this coming Sunday, we shall see strange things. 1 hour, too much for God to deliver any given task. But for that to happen, we must engage our faith. We must do what? We must engage our faith. All through scriptures, we see several instances where God did very strange things within 1 hour, in less than 1 hour. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 10. We're all familiar with the story of the centurion. Matthew 8, 10. Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, "I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." And then verse 13 of the same scripture, Jesus said unto the centurion, "Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. When was his servant healed? When? Louder, please. When? Selfsame hour. The servant was healed. Within 1 hour, the victory was delivered. Therefore, we can boldly say that we serve a God that can deliver any given task within 1 hour. This coming Sunday, God will surprise you. Yeah. Acts 22 and verse 13. Remember the story of Saul? After he fell and then became blind. "Come unto me," and stood and said unto me, "Brother Saul, receive thy sight." And the same hour. Which hour was that? When did it happen? Same hour I looked up upon him. Same hour. Same hour. So 1 hour is too much for God to deliver any given task. He did it in the life of Saul. He will do it again this coming Sunday. Luke chapter 7 verse 21. John the Baptist sent people to Jesus. And then look at what happened when they got to where Jesus was. And in the same hour, which hour? The same hour, he, talking about Jesus, Jesus cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind, he gave sight. That same hour. Which hour did he do that? He did it for many, not just for one. Their story changed. Their status changed. Therefore, the God of 1 hour will manifest himself in your own life too. He will manifest himself in your affairs too. John the Baptist sent people to Jesus. And when they got there, the self-same hour, Jesus performed all of these miracles. Changed the status of many of the people that were downtrodden. Within 1 hour, the God of the supernatural, the God of strange things, will show himself alive in your life. And remember, we are also still in the period and season of our 40 days resurrection. Have that at the back of your spirit, man, and that same God will show up in your favor. Can I hear a louder amen? How about the nobleman in scriptures? John 4, 49. The nobleman, John chapter 9, chapter 4, verse 49. The nobleman said unto him, Sir, come down so that my child don't die. Verse 50. Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And what did the man do? He believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Verse 53. Because he believed, 53, what happened? The father knew that it was at the same hour. Which hour? The same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. So we see all through scriptures, marvelous acts of God that he performed within 1 hour. Therefore, we serve a God that can deliver any given task within 1 hour, but we must engage our faith. Your faith and my faith shall not fail in Jesus' name. Can I hear a louder amen? Amen. But for faith to deliver, we must be expectant of delivery. We must be expectant. We must be what? We must be expectant. The word expect means to anticipate. To do what? To anticipate. To look unto the coming of something. You are looking forward to the coming of something or an occurrence. Therefore, let's keep looking forward this coming Sunday to see the attendance of this church. Minimum what? Louder, please. Minimum what? When will it happen? When will it happen? Are you looking forward to it? Tap your neighbor and say, this coming Sunday, minimum double. Say it again, this coming Sunday, minimum double. Shout it loud and believe in amen. So we must be expectant. We must look forward to it. Proverbs 23:18. Proverbs 23:18. The Bible makes it very clear, for surely there is an end, and then expectation shall not be what? Shall not be cut off. Your expectation shall not be disappointed. Your expectation of minimum double of the attendance of this church this coming Sunday shall not be cut off. Say loud and believe in amen. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3. It talks about writing the vision. Habakkuk 2, 3. The Bible says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall what? And when is the end? For this operation, when is the end? At the end, it shall speak. Meaning this coming Sunday, it shall speak. Let your amen be a living one. This coming Sunday, it shall speak. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. Tell yourself it will surely come. And say, believe in amen. So, for faith to deliver, we must be expectant. Your expectation shall not be disappointed in Jesus' name. Therefore, we believe. It is no big deal for God to double the attendance of this church this coming Sunday. Again, say louder, amen. Mark chapter 10 and verse 27. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. Mark 10, 27. The Bible says, Jesus looking upon them said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, how many things are possible? So don't let your heart fail you. Don't let your heartbeat start, you know, beating faster. Hey, it's almost Sunday. Oh, how will it happen? The faith tabernacle where we are seated every Sunday was spoken into existence by the word of the Lord when we were in the powerhouse less than 30 human beings. Physically unbelievable. Had never been seen before, but today, it's not just a practical reality, but you are also beneficiaries of those who sit inside it and enjoy. The same way, this coming Sunday, double the attendance, you will be a part of it. I said, you will be a part of it. I said, you will be a part of it. If you believe, shout aloud, amen. Therefore, between now and Sunday, we still have few hours left, few moments left. But within 1 hour, it's more than enough for God to fulfill his word. Therefore, we have more than enough time between now and Sunday to go forth into the harvest field. As you pray up, you also go out. As you pray up, you also go out. As you pray up, you also do what? You go out. But make sure you do it in faith. This coming Sunday, you are coming with your bountiful harvest of souls. And as you come with your bountiful harvest of souls, you will also return with your load of blessings. Blessings that things that money cannot buy. Remember the two testifiers this morning? The first person got a miracle job. Many, many more people will get miracle jobs between now and Sunday. If your own is there, let your amen show it. Many, many people will get miracle blessings. The second testifier got miracle job, got promotion, miracle marriage, things that money cannot buy. Your status will change. As God changes the status of this commission this coming Sunday, you also will experience a lifting. Therefore, I congratulate you because this Sunday is your Sunday. Your Sunday of lifting, your Sunday of blessing, your Sunday of promotion, your Sunday of supernatural turnaround. If you believe, let your amen show it. Rise up on your feet with this understanding. Lift up your voice to the Almighty God. Lift up your hands to him. Thank him because this coming Sunday, minimum double. And the same way your own blessing shall be released. Speak unto the Lord right now. As you thank him, praise him, bless him in advance because it is done. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Would you lift up your right hand to God? Say after me, Heavenly Father, we thank you because I believe this coming Sunday you will double the attendance of this church and I shall return with my bountiful harvest. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Say loud, amen. Father, we thank you. It is done. Therefore, between now and Sunday, Lord, release grace unto us to do our own part and to do it in faith. In Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your hands and give thanks unto God this morning as we close.
word from heaven. Lift your hands to heaven and give glory to God. Appreciate him and celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Give him the praise due unto him this morning. Father, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. And you are worthy of all the honor. Thank you, mighty God. For in Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say a loud amen. I said, somebody believe, say a loud amen. We have been told that we serve a God that is able to make anything happen within 1 hour. We have 3 days between now and Sunday, 3 full days. That means that it is too much time for anything to happen. Therefore, let us take full advantage and make something happen within this season. Because there is no one engaging with God that remains the same. As you are doing so, it's changing you, transforming you, elevating you, promoting you, advancing you, decorating you. That's going to be somebody's experience now. So let's dive in these last few moments. Every race is won at the end. You can run well at the beginning and miss out on the prize. But those who know how to make the best of the end are the ones that enjoy the crowning and the medaling. For each one of us, no one will miss their crown. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have our tracks, we have our flyers, you take advantage of it. And this is newcomers inclusive. It doesn't matter how long. We were told yesterday, your cloud can be filled by any kind of, you know, engagement. You can decide to let it delay and it will take time. And you can intensify and the rain will begin to fall speedily. So take advantage. 3 days more than enough for anyone to experience a turnaround. One Jonah entered Nineveh, and within 3 days, the entire Nineveh was turned around. You can enter into that community, and the entire community will be turned to Christ. Let us engage with all that is within us in these 3 days and watch what God makes of each one of us. By Sunday, somebody is coming with a testimony. You believe it, say louder, amen. Lift your hand and take grace right now. Lord, I receive grace this morning to make the most of the time that is left. I receive grace. Take grace from him right now. I receive grace this morning to make the most of the time that is left. I receive that grace. Lift your voice and take grace right now. Take grace right now. These 3 days, I receive grace for maximum engagement, productive engagement, fruitful engagement, testimony-provoking engagement, cloud-filling engagement. I receive grace, oh Lord, to pray up effectively, to go out effectively in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive grace right now. I receive grace right now. Let that grace answer for me in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Now speak to the day and make your declaration concerning this day. Whatever you call forth will answer to you. Whatever you speak forth will respond to you. Right now speak to the day and call it forth as you desire it to be. You shall have whatsoever you say. Therefore say it in order to see it. Speak it in order to pick it. Declare it in order to see it delivered. Right now speak to the day and make your declaration concerning the day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. This day is declared blessed as a day of testimony for you, a day of open doors for you, a day of favor for you, a day of speed for you, a productive day for you, in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.